Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The sugyas on Daf Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, highlight some of the chilukim between shchita that we've been discussing for the last 20 blocks, shchita of all animals and oifos. Chayas, behemoth, and oifos all have to be shechted with a shchita b'simonim shel habehema, with a sake, as opposed to melika, which is the process of slaughtering that was done in a korban oif in the Beis HaMikdash. Any oif that's brought today, la'achilo, chickens need a regular shchita with a sake knife. The same shchita that one does on a cow or on a deer, one does also on a oif. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, the korbanos oif were killed, were not shechted with a knife, and adarabah, the shchita would be possible then. What was done to it was the process of malika. And the Mishnayis discussed the chalukim. Malika is done from the back of the neck, chiddush, even though the animal is rendered treifa in the process by breaking the bone in the back of the neck, the etzem farekes, and also that malika was done with the fingers. It was a very complicated procedure, very technical procedure. Those that learn Zvachim learned some of the details of how it was done. It's called Me'avoidus Koshes Sheba Migdosh, as well as the fact that Malika can only be done by a Kohen. It was not able to be done by a Zor. The same way a Zor, a non-Kohen, can shecht to be able to eat a piece of meat, also in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechita was done by a Zar, as opposed to Malika, which had to be done by a Kohen. Now, Bepashtus, Malika is in the family of Shechita, the same way Shechita is matter the animal to be eaten. Malika is also. Malika can't be done on an oif for chulin. This exerts a kosev that even though the way to be matter an animal to be eaten, to turn an animal into kosher meat, one does the process of shchita. In one case, in a case of korbanos oif, the Torah is substituted malika as the shchita. But the idea seems to be the same. This is true until we get to a Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Hei, a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. The Yecheskel Anovi, who lived between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, is giving over to Klal Yisrael his vision of the Avodah and the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, that is the second Beis HaMikdash, as well as the third Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meira. And amongst other halachas that Yecheskel Anovi gives over to Klal Yisrael that are unique to Kehanim, he tells Klal Yisrael in his vision of halachas of Kehanim, Kol Nevelu Trefa Lo Yoichlu HaKehanim, which is very difficult to understand. Doesn't say over there the Kehanim are not allowed to eat Basav Chol, for the very simple reason that Kehanim are also Jewish. And the same way a regular Yid is not allowed to eat Basav Chol, a Kehanim is not either. The Yecheskel Anovi is only discussing those halachas which are unique to Shevet HaKehuna. What does the Isra of Achilles Nevelus and Treifas have to do with this pasuk? Nevelus and Treifas are also to be eaten by all Yidden. So the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Hei says something very difficult to understand. The Gemara says, Salka Dai Dechamino. The reason why the pasuk had to teach us that a Kohen is not allowed to eat Nevelus and Treifas is because I would think that a Nevelus and Treifas in certain instances can be eaten by a Kohen. When? Hoil v'ishtori meliko gabe. The Gemara says that since the Kehanim ate from Chatas Ha'oif, on which there was no Shechita, there was only Malika, so we see a case where a Kohen is eating Nevela. Shlechayra states in the Gemara, in Menachos, that Malika is not a substitute for Shechita in the case of Korbanos Oif. Bats and the animal, the bird that is, that was brought as a korban, the Torban Ayoina, have no Shechita. It's a Nevela. It died without going through any Shechita. The Torah says that a Kohen is allowed to eat Nevela. So I would think that a Kohen is allowed to eat Nevela even not by a Chatzoyev. So the Pasuk included Kol Nevelu Trefa Lo Yechlu. Very difficult to understand. Is Malika, is an oif that went through Malika a Poshet in Nevela? Just it's a carbon? The Gemara in Daf Kuf Chof in Chulin as well says the same thing. The Gemara in comparing different lavin, the Gemara compares to different machos asuris, nevela. The Gemara says nevela, the lavin nevela has a kula, that it's hutru mechlal, that has one case, it's mutter. Where? By kahanim, that he's from Malika. Also, l'chayit seemingly, the Gemara is saying that the Malika is a nevela, the chatos oif that had Malika performed on it is a nevela, which is mutter. The Gemara Menachas Dav Hey as well says the same thing. Malikum asura lehedir muteres l'gavoy. It seems to be that's not that in this one instance the Malika is a substitute for Shkita. There is no Shkita. On the other hand, the Achiezer, Chaim Oizer of Vilna and the Asfin Dereis of Rabbi Yosef Engel bring Mefurish Gemara and Pesachim Dav Samach Gimel, which seem to indicate not that way. The Gemara is discussing the lav of the pasuk is in Pashim Mishpatim and in Re'ei. There is a lav for korbanos to be brought on Erev Pesach by somebody who did not destroy his chametz. Not only is he over a lav of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh, but he's also, if he brings korbanos, he's over, since he is in violation of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzeh, the Torah added an extra lav of Loisishcha al chametz dam zivchi. And the pasuk says over there that a person who is moilik, a korban oif, Erev Pesach after chatzos, when chametz is also in the raisa, and a fellow needed a kapara of a chatas oif, and he brought the oif into the Beis HaMikdash, and he had chometz at home, he's over on the lav of loisishchat al chometz. Loisishchat? Thought that it's not a ma'aseh shechita. Zechayim mefurish in the Gemara, that it's called the violation of loisishchat al chometz, it's called a shechita. Why? Because malika, by a korban oif, is in place of shechita. Seemingly, a direct contradiction to what the Gemara Menachas and the other Gemaras that we mentioned prove from the pasuk in Yecheskel. So this is one of the more famous kashas, binyone korbanos, that the Achronim discussed. And it would seem that the basic mahaloch in how to address this question is by understanding that shchita, as we know it, as we've been learning about for the last 20 daf, has a dual identity. The act of shechita is a dual process. A, which is more negeh to us, it's relevant to us la'alocha, the shechita, which is performed, takes an animal, and it turns that animal into meat. It's maturit, it makes a chalois heter achilo to be eaten by any Jewish person. A yid is not allowed to eat nevelo, is not allowed to eat trefa. A kosher shechita on an animal renders that animal into a heter achilo. That's one. B, there's another process going on in every Maisa Shechita. Every Maisa Shechita, by definition, means that animal did not die by natural causes. An animal, in order to be Tomei, we know there's something in the Torah called Tumas Nevela, we've met up with it in the last 20 daf, Trefa is not Tomei. Nevela, an animal that died of natural causes, an animal that was killed, or an animal that died, I mean natural causes, lafuke being run over by a truck, I mean lafuke shchita. Any animal that was killed in any other way besides ritual slaughtering, besides shchita, is chal on it, a shame mace, and it has a din nevela. It has a din nevela legami tumas nago masr. Tumas nago masr, that if a person would touch it, and he would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, he'd be chayiv koris. Tumo, legabe, if a person would touch truma or kachim, it would become tame, it would have to be burnt, and so on and so forth. The shechita not only is matir the animal to be eaten by anybody who's Jewish, but it also takes that animal out of the realm of a movis. It also takes the animal out of the realm of being chalon et tumas nevela. And now there is no tumas nevela because the animal is not called v'chiyomus behemah. The Torah says v'chiyomus behemah. Shechita is not yomus. It died from shechita, and it does not have an tumas nevela. And it would seem that even though these two processes, shechita to be matir la'achilo, and shechita to be moitzi midei nevela, seem to be one idea, but they seem to be somewhat chalup. We see this in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses the shechita of a goy. And the Rambam says something very interesting. The Mishnah in Daf Yudalid says that when a goy shechts, the animal has a din of nevela. Obviously, the shechita of a goy is not kosher. Not only is it also to eat, but it's also the Mishnah says mitam v'mango masa. The Rambam in Perek Beis Me'ovis HaTumim, discussing Tumim V'Taira, is mechadish. Nachrenim spent much time discussing this Rambam, where the Rambam got it from, that the shechita of a goy in actuality is not mitam. It's only midrabban. The fact that the Mishnah says it's mitam is midrabban. Midairaisa, since we know that if an animal undergoes the ritual process called shechita, it does not become tame. It's not called v'chiyomus behema that it becomes tame b'tumas nevel. That's true by a goy also. The fact that a goy can't shecht is because a goy cannot create kosher meat. He's not a baz v'chiyo, and his maisa shechita cannot create the same way a goy can't make tefillin, or a goy can't put the rings. Can't put the rings around the lulav. A guy can't make the kasher tefillin. He can't write mezuzahs. He also can't create kosher meat. That's a technical issue. But lamaisa, was there an active shechita performed on the animal? Yes. If the animal was geshochtin, it does not have a shame of yomus that should be chal on it tumas nevema. This is what the Rambam says legabe a goy, which is a very chiddush. Most of the Rishonim argue this. What we see from the Rambam is that sometimes you can have a maisa which would be enough to define that the animal didn't die, as we said, of natural causes. The animal didn't just die. The animal was killed with a process which is created by halacha, a shechita. Even a shechita of a goy is true. The animal might not be mutter to eat, but lamaisa didn't die by itself. If that's true by a shechita of a goy, then we can understand that that's true also by malika. On the one hand, malika is not a maisa which is matter animal to be eaten, to be eaten as kosher meat. It's not. But is malika an animal that malika was done, and that's why the Gemara says in all the above mentioned places that ba'etzim when a kohen eats oif of chatas oif, ba'etzim is eating an animal which should have been nevela. There's no shechita on it. If there's no shkita on it, then it's nevela, and that means that nevela would be my client under certain circumstances. Interesting description of as I state in Pasuk Yechezkel. On the other hand, could we look at this bird as having died by itself, or do we say that it underwent the process of being killed the way halacha says it's supposed to be killed? In which case, it's not yomus; it doesn't have tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is totally in the same misa, a regular misa this animal didn't have. The mice, the animal, underwent malika. Malika is the process which is condoned by halacha. So memela, the kash of the achrenim is somewhat resolved. On the one hand, the animal is, as far as the heter la'achilo, the malika is not a matter la'achilo. It's a chiddush that the kahanim could eat from it, even though be'etzim it should be nevela. On the other hand, it's not a meis me'atzme. Just to bring this out with a little more full color, there are other examples also, totally not a way of shechting the animal with the neck, where the animal would also not have a proper shame nevela. An example. We know that a shoyer, pashas mishpatim, a shoyer which kills a person, was chayiv skila. The pasuk says, the Gemara learns that in Bava Kama, that the shoyer that was given skila, was stoned to death, is also to eat as a nevela. However, the Gemara says, it's not mitama b'nevela. What's the pshat? Since the animal had a process which is a mitzvah midaraisa to kill that animal, skila was done to it. Is the animal a meis me'atzmai? No, it's not a meis me'atzmai. It was killed in the way halacha prescribed it to be killed. It's not a meis me'atzmai. But lamaisa, the skila is not matter of minivelo. There is no maisa shkita. The same thing is true. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Samach Dalid, on the soil lazozel that was pushed down the slope of the Azazel mountain, when the animal got to the bottom, it was a nevela. And the Gemara says that even though it's a nevela, if somebody would want to pick up a piece, it's also also by no because of kachum. That's a different discussion. But it's also a nevela because there was no shechita. But it's not mitame betumas nevela. Why? Because it's not a meis me'atzmei. The Torah says tumas nevela is tamei in yomus. It's not yomus. It underwent a process which is halacha. So tuma and heter lachila are two distinct things which are told in the Mitzvah Shechita, and there are processes in halacha which are enough to render the animal not yomus me'atzmai. However, the animal lemaisa is not mutter; it did not undergo proper shechita. A different example would be the aderes, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Reb Eliyahu David, Rabinowitz Tumim, in his Sefer Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, written in the early 1900s, says that even though there's a man de Omar who learned me at Hashem and Daflam and Aleph and Beis, that if a shechita was performed totally without kavanah, a person had a knife in his hand and he threw down the knife and the animal was underneath it and the knife sliced through the animal's neck in a way that was a kosher shechita, Since the shechita was without kavana, the animal has a din of nevela. Zokta deres, but it's not metame. Why? Because since the ma'aseh didn't die by itself, it died from a ma'aseh which is a kosher ma'aseh shechita. The fact that in order to turn it into meat needs the kavana of the one who's performing that act is not relevant when we're trying to describe that the animal died by itself or did it undergo the ma'aseh of shechita. It did undergo the ma'aseh of shechita. See, here we see a mechalik in a ma'aseh shechita itself where the shechita would be considered. The same way we said in the Rambam, by a goy, when a goy is shecht, the animal did not die by itself. L'maisa, it had a maisa shchita. When a goy does, it's also maisa shchita. The fact that a goy is not capable of creating kosher meat because he's not somebody who eats kosher meat by himself is not relevant to the fact that the animal did not die by itself. This is the basic idea behind the shchita as far as the heter achila, as opposed to shchita when we're talking in terms of being moitzi midei nevela, that it's not considered a maisa mei atzma. And this is a very important concept. As we go through the Masechta, this concept will express itself over and over again. I want to take this discussion a step further on an interesting idea, which even though it's not the halacha of the sugyas, but just to give a little more flavor to everything we're learning about in Yonei Shechita, by discussing some divrei agoda that are negated to Shechita as opposed to Malika. The Arizal was Megale, that Beruach HaKodesh, that Paroi, are the same letters as the word Oirif. We know that Malika was performed on the back of the neck, not on the front of the neck. Seems to be that it's exactly the opposite. Shechita is done on the front of the neck. Malika is done on the back of the neck. The Arizal points us in a deeper direction by pointing out that the word Oirif are the Oisius of Paroi. The back and neck, we immediately make the connection. Paroi was stubborn, he didn't let the Yidden go out of Mitzrayim, even though he saw the tremendous punishments that were being inflicted on the Mitzrayim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Rebbeinu Shalom. He didn't let them go. He was a Kshei Oirif. He was stubborn, and stubborn in the Torah is called Kshei Oirif. But there's a deeper kavanah behind this also. The idea behind Shechita was explained in the Svarim HaKadoshim that in actuality, in an animal, there is a what's called a ruach habahamis, a nefesh habahamis. The animal is a live creature with an animal personality, and as the old saying goes, you are what you eat, which is definitely true when it comes to cholesterol and sugar, and one's sugar level. It's also true on a spiritual level. When a person eats an animal, l'chayre b'derech hateva, that is, b'derech hateva of ruchnius, l'chayre, the person should become ashtik behema. A person should, having absorbed that animal into his bloodstream, he should become somewhat more of a behemoth. And this is why, Noach, before the times of Noach, a person, Adam HaRishon was prohibited to eat meat, because by eating meat, the Adam would absorb into his sense of self somewhat of a behemoth. So how do we eat meat? This is making a strong case for vegetarianism, which is not... person could do it for health, but as far as a hashkofa sachayim look, it's definitely not a Jewish way of looking at things. There's definitely cases, there are definitely times of the year where the mitzvah semi deraisa, and it's definitely a Jewish thing to partake at regular intervals of a sudas basaviyai. So how do we absorb animals? How do we absorb this nefesh habahamis into our system? So the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that when shechita is performed on an animal, by somewhat, so to speak, stamping the animal with the imprint of the human ma'aseh shechita, the natural metzius, which is in the animal, becomes imprinted and it becomes absorbed into the act which was performed by the person. When a person does a ma'aseh shechita on an animal, what he does by doing the shechita, again, we're not explaining it, this is halacha l'mashiv sin. This is the way the Torah said to do it. If the Torah would say to stand on our head and say halal before shechting an animal, that would become part of shechita. We're not explaining why it's that way. We're just trying to define vashteit. We're trying to define what it says in the Torah. The Torah tells us that by shechting an animal, what we do is we transform that animal from being a bahamius, from being a nefesh bahamius, from being an animal life, into a piece of meat which can be absorbed, into something which is ro'i to be absorbed into the bloodstream of a human being. Again, anything that comes from the vegetable kingdom, anything that comes from plant life doesn't need this process. It's not alive, and it does, one does not have to transform the life of a cucumber into something which is roi for a human being, because it doesn't have a life of its own. But an animal which is a live thing, which is a chai, and it has a personality, it has a sense of self, that sense of self has to be transformed into something which is roi for a person to eat, to absorb into his being, into his mitzius, as Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kodesh, as we discussed in the first year. And therefore, he has to do a process of shechita with all the halachas, as are discussed in our Masechta. However, the Gemara says, the Mefarshim tell us that there is a fundamental chilik between karbonis that are brought, an animal which is brought, and an oif which is brought. And I'd like to be magnum what the Ramban says in Parashat Vayikra. The Ramban says, which I've discussed in other shiur, the Ramban tells us that when a person brought a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't bringing a present for the Rebbein Shem. The Rebbein Shem doesn't need a person's sheep. The Rebbein Shem doesn't need anybody's offerings. The proper translation of the word korban is not offering. The proper translation of the word korban, miloshon kirva, is something which brings a person closer to the Rebbein Shem. Why is that? The Ramban explains that when a person brought a korban, since the animal has a life of its own, what a person was able to do by bringing a korban was to somehow, again, this is a process that we don't understand because we're so far away from Beis HaMikdash and from Kabbonis and from anything like that, but there was a process where a person took his sense of self and a person put that into the animal, and by bringing the animal on the Mizbeah, by shechting that animal, putting the dam on the Mizbeah, and being makriv, and eating that korban with all the halachos of kachim, what a person did was he offered himself on the Mizbeach of Hashem. Instead of being makriv himself, and then he's no longer alive to serve the Rebbein Shlom, what he did was he underwent a process where he felt his sense of self being put on the Mizbeach, rededicated to the Rebbein Shlom, and all his energies and all his kachis and his whole personality was then refined, purified, and uplifted in order to serve the Rebbein Shlom, which is the reason why he was created in the first place. Say the Mefarshim, the Ramon Teresoil, the Maral, Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, and others, that this is only true of an animal which has a life of its own. An animal was brought on the Mizbeach, and an animal that's brought on the Mizbeach can represent the person. And therefore it has to undergo the process of Shechita, because as we just said, Shechita is the process, and that's why it's done with a Kli, because as opposed to members of the animal kingdom, a human being uses tools to bring about changes in the environment, in nature that he wants. An animal doesn't have an axe to chop down a tree. A beaver can chop down trees with his teeth. A human being uses an axe. A human being uses tools of metal to perform and to control his environment. By shechting with a kosher knife, again, the details are exeris akosim. But what the Torah is telling us is that when a person shechts with a knife, what he's doing is he's taking this bahamius, this nefesh ha-bahami, he's transforming animal life into what could have in it a sense of self, of his own sense of self, to be brought on the Mizbeach as a korban. That's why it was done with a kli, because the kli was the vehicle by which he controls his environment. He turns the animal into something which could represent him, which could be which could give over his sense of self on the Mizbeach with a shechita. However, the korbanos of oifis are referred to as korbanos of a person who's struggling. Korban of an oni. Even a yeledes who brings a korban of oifis, a yeledes is because she's bringing the korban for a time when her sense of self was not complete. A yeledes does not have her complete sense of self while she's undergoing the trauma of birth. Rashi refers to this in the beginning of Tazria, that every woman who goes through birth is not herself, and she is not even sure if she wants to have more children. When she's back to herself, after the period of childbirth, she brings a korban oif. The oif represents her, and every korban oni, an oni brought a korban oif, in a period of struggle. And that's why the oif doesn't represent the person in his full sense of self. A korban oif represents a person in his struggle to maintain, not to grow, but to maintain in a period of trouble, in a period of stress, in a period of when he's undergoing trial and tribulation. Therefore, the malika that was done on a carbon knife was not done with a kli. It does not represent man's mastery over his environment and being able to turn his environment into a vehicle to enhance his kedusha, enhance his avodas Hashem. The malika of the oif, the carbon oif, represents a person in his struggle to not let the environment overcome him, to not let the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs of life, take him over, be it anius, be it a period of sickness, and all the other trials and tribulations that a person undergoes. When a person brings a carbon oif, and therefore he does not do that malika, interesting idea, he does not do that malika, says Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch, with a kli, because he's not mastering his environment. He's concentrating on not letting the environment master him. And that's why in the Shechita, which the halachas of Shechita, the Dorsa and the Iker, were all halachas which showed a perfect, if you want to say, a clean cut in the neck of the animal. The neck of the animal, it represents, it shows that he is the master over the animal. The malika was a messy job. He broke the neck. The cut was not neat. He didn't do it with a kli. It was not him mastering the environment. It was him struggling to not let the environment master him. And a person brings that to the mizbeach and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm holding on. I'm still here. I'm an Eved Hashem, and I'm waiting for better times to be able to serve you with mastery over my environment. And meanwhile, I'm holding on in my down times, and I'm not letting the environment master me. That is the idea behind malika of an oif. And that's why malika of oif really does not have the matter of shkita, as we said, to be mutter l'achila. It's really somewhat of an enveloper. It's a natural process. But it's the person not letting that natural process overcome him. So the Torah says to do malika on a carbon oif, to dedicate himself in his period of trial, in his period of struggle, in his period of poverty, he's rededicating himself to avodas Hashem. But at the same time, it does not have the shame of Basur Shchuta. And that's why the Gemara calls it to a certain extent, a Chatas Oif that underwent Malika, does not have the full shame of Basur Shchuta. Getting back to that Rizal, now we understand that there's a lot more depth here in this Malika versus Shchita. The Shchita was performed on the front of the neck. And the Arizal tells us that the front of the neck is the place where the voice box is. In a person, that's the place where the Koyach HaDibur is. Koyach HaDibur is not only one of the many functions that a human being has. A person talks, a person walks, a person sees, he eats, he hears. That animals do also. Tag Munklus in Parashas Bereishis says, Vayi Adam L'Nefesh Chaya, what defines a person's Ruach Memalalo, his Koyach HaDibur. Koyach HaDibur is that which gives a person the shame medaber, and makes a person unique in his ability to rise above the world around him and connect himself to Ribbono Shel Olam. A person connects himself with Koyach HaDibur, with Tvila, with learning Torah. These are all functions of the Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is that which takes his guf and connects it to his neshama. And that's why, I want to have heard this from Reb Shamshon Pinkus Zatzal, the neck is the thin part of the body, because there's a very great divide between a person's mind, which is his neshama, and his body. The body has, somewhat to speak, a mind of its own. The body wants to be oisik, wants to schlep the person down in the direction of being oisik binyoni haguf. And the mind, the seichel, wants better. The seichel wants to schlep the person upward in the direction of dveikus b'Hashem or dveikus b'Torah. And the Koyach HaDibur, which is the part of a person which connects the two parts of a person, the Koyach HaDibur, which is a physical function, person produces speech in the voice box. It's a purely physical function. However, it's only had by human beings. It's a physical function which is connected with the chelik of a person which is uniquely spiritual, which is Shaykh to his neshama. The Koyach HaDibur is the chelik, and that's why it's in the middle. And the voice box is the chelik to the person that connects the guf and the neshama. When we shech the animal, what we're doing is we're mastering that animal, and we're bringing that animal into the realm of Kedusha, and making it roi to serve us, to give us koyach, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's how we eat it. However, Arifa, the process of malika, is on the back of the neck, because that's exactly the opposite. It does not represent our mastery over the world. It represents our ability to hang on even when we're struggling against the mastery of nature over us. Paroi is ba'isis oirev because it's exactly the opposite of what the Koyach HaDibur is. The Koyach HaDibur makes a person connect with his spiritual side. Paroi said, Mi Hashem Asha Eshma B'Koyloi. I don't want that what I know there's a Rabban Shom, but what does it have to do with me? I'm living here in this world, and this world is for Olam Hazeh. What does that have to do with Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the Shem Hashem, which is Bel Yoinim? What do I here in Mitzrayim, Be'er V'Zoreth, have to do with the Rabban Shalom who's living in the Shemayim? That total disconnect of Guf to Neshama is the Oirif, is the opposite of the Koyach HaDibur. So the Koyach HaDibur is the place that connects the Guf and the Neshama. The Shechita is the part, is the process of transforming, the transformative power of a Maisa Shechita, which takes a Nefesh Bahamas, which takes a part of an animal, which has a materialistic sense of self, totally materialistic sense of self, an animal has nothing else, and it turns him, turns the goof of that animal into something which is fitting to be transformed into a vehicle of giving a person strength in his eating to serve the Rebbe Shalom, becomes absorbed into a person and gives him the strength to serve the Rebbe Shalom properly. And that's why on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to eat meat, because we're showing on Yom Tov Hashem Baruch Habonu Mikol HaAmim that we have the power to transform pure physical power, pure physical reality, into a ruchnius, into a way of connecting with the Rebbe Shalom. This is the basic theme of all Kedusha, the basic theme of the Seches Chulin, and it's the basic theme, really, of all of our Avodas Hashem. So this is somewhat to open up the idea of Shechita, as opposed to Malika, the Malika which is on the back of the neck, the Malika which is not the process of mastery over our environment, it's the process of hanging on, hanging in there when the going gets tough and not letting our environment master us. It's not a Maaseh Shechita as we discussed. It has the process of Shechita only insofar that it's not Mitame, it's not Meis, Me'atzmoy. It doesn't have the Tum of Nevela, as we said from a more Agoda standpoint. It doesn't have the Tum of Nevela because it didn't die by itself. It hasn't been taken over by the forces of nature. It what happened to it was also Ratzon Hashem, but it's not a proper Maaseh Shechita, and therefore it does have a Shem Nevela somewhat, as we saw in the Sugya Menachos. The Rebbe Shem should give us Kayak to not only understand these ideas, but to implement them, to bring them into our daily life, which is the whole idea of Maseches Chulin, the Chelek HaChulin of Seder Kachim, bringing our Maseches Chulin, our day-to-day mundane life, into the realm of Kachim, to be Malachas Kainim V'Goy Kodesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.